dot to dot. The Daily 5-Minute Skill Demo Show. For everyone who's simply dotty about Alexa.
Hello, you dot-to-dot listeners. This is David Ward from across the pond, just kind of demonstrating some neat new features or things that have been kind of probably maybe there and I hadn't noticed before in the new A-Lady beta. So you may or may not have access to A-Lady beta, but typically to open it, you would just say, A-Lady, let's chat. And that would open it right up, plays a little musical jingle. But one of the things we're going to talk about today, or I should say demonstrate right away, is this new AI-enhanced voices, which were demonstrated back in the September event by Amazon. And we heard a sample of her saying one thing in her old voice and one thing in her new voice. But it looks like we're starting to see some sort of rollout of that in the AI beta. So let's give it a try and see what we can discern or see how it sounds. Alexa, let's chat.
Did you want to try Let's Chat?
Yes.
I'm always up for a chat. What would you like to talk about?
What version number are you on?
How about you? I'm on version number 1.0.0. How about you?
I'm on 2.0.
What's new in your version? I'm not sure what you mean. I'm on version number 1.0.0. How can I help you?
I was curious, do you or are you using your new AI-enhanced voices?
I am using a new AI-enhanced voice. How may I help you?
Tell me a little bit about it. How does it distinguish itself between your old voice and this new voice?
This new voice was built using a generative AI model, which allows for more natural and expressive speech. It also has improved pronunciation and intonation, making it easier to understand. I hope you will enjoy it.
Can you give me an example or perhaps a sample of your speech that represents some of these changes?
Sure. Here's an example. The quick brown fox jumps over the lazy dog. In this sentence, you can hear the improved pronunciation and intonation, as well as the more natural and expressive speech. I hope you will enjoy it.
Can you give me another example?
Sure. Here's another example. I'm sorry. I cannot help you with that right now.
Stop. Okay, it's a little bit of a bug I've been encountering now and again where she'll hit an error message kind of thing and her kind of repeating herself. Let's get her to describe something that we probably would never have quite that level of emotion and context in. Alexa, describe the famous painting Sunflowers by Vincent van Gogh.
Sunflowers is a well-known oil on canvas painting created by Dutch painter Vincent van Gogh in 1889 during his stay in an asylum in southern France. The painting depicts a bunch of sunflowers in a vase, with the flowers' vibrant yellow hues contrasted against a dark background. Van Gogh was inspired to create the picture after seeing the works of other Impressionist painters, and he used thick brush strokes and vivid colors to express his own distinct style. The sunflowers are depicted in various stages of bloom, some with wilted petals and others with fresh, brilliant blooms. Despite its beauty, Sunflowers has a sad history, as Van Gogh was suffering from severe depression and mental illness at the time he created it. He eventually committed suicide in 1890, but his artwork has gone on to become some of the most renowned and influential in history. Sunflowers is currently on display at the Van Gogh Museum in Amsterdam, where it continues to captivate viewers with its vibrant colors and emotional depth.
Okay, well, that just gives you a little demonstration of how that voice may sound. Like I said, there's some bugs they're working out too. But I definitely feel like that description of the painting and different things really kind of the timing, it's not robotic like a robot talking at a particular pace. And it seems to know when to pause, and I don't think she mentioned it today, but her pronunciation, well, maybe she did, yeah, the pronunciation, I think just not on her AI engine, but all AI engines that I've played with, there's something about them that they're much better at certain aspects of pronunciation, or not flipping words like read versus read, or live versus live. Just really, really good job. And sometimes stating proper nouns, names, and things. And what I would think that your average text-to-speech engine would probably never get. So very, very cool. And this is just one of many things, hopefully with this AI beta, along with follow-up mode, conversational mode, this ability to have a context awareness where I'm having a discussion with her, which you noticed today. She's kind of automatically in follow-up mode if you haven't tried out the AI beta, so that's why I didn't have to say her name that much. Most of the time, she's listening for my next statement. But all of those things, along with the natural voice, I think all feed into having a much more conversational style with her and not being have to be exactly precise in your words. And if you ever play with her and engage with her in the AI mode and then have to go back to the traditional mode, you'll probably readily recognize it, because she's like, she needs you to say something in a very specific way. While in the AI mode, that's not the case. Well, anyway, if you'd like to find out more about me, you can always look me up on the Echo Tips podcast. But until next time, we thank you for listening.
Feedback, comments, demos. The.to.podcast@gmail.com.
Briefcast.fm.